going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay?
One, three, two, one.
So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on the Score.
Bottom eight, one out. 10-7, Cubs trail. Runner at first. Tucker came into the game. Tied first in the league in extra base hits, third in total bases, third in runs scored, fourth in runs batted in. 2-2. That's hit well. Right field, way back, it's gone! Kyle Tucker, you are the man! Two-run shot, seventh of the year, Cubs within one, it's a 10-9 game.
Not fair to expect a player to come through every single time he comes up, but that's the sense you get with Tucker. He took that real bad hack at the slider, what, a couple pitches previous, almost like he was setting him up. Throw me another one. See what kind of hack I put on it.
What a game.
Last night over at Wrigley Field was pretty crazy. Alex Cohen and Jim Deshays on the call last night on Marquee. Wow, Kyle Tucker, as good as we were hoping he would be, I think that he's been better. So why don't we talk with JD about that? He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. JD, thanks so much for joining us. What's the Kyle Tucker experience been like?
Yeah, it's been pretty impressive, to say the least. I hadn't seen him play a whole bunch when he was with the Astros. I obviously was aware of the fact that he's a real good player, but I think he kind of got lost in the shuffle a little bit down there with Alvarez and Altuve and, you know, some of those other stars that they had a few years back. But this guy is a legit big-time top-five hitter in baseball right now.
Yeah, you were so good last night, Jim. In that at-bat, a couple pitches earlier, as you mentioned, he took a really awkward swing with all the weight on the back foot, clearly fooled by the slider by a really good lefty. And you said, boy, you don't see him look like that too much. And then the next one was also a little awkward. And then just to pounce. Like, how difficult is that? To do what he did against that inside, like, backdoor slider and turn on it like that. It's got to be crazy hard to do.
Well, first of all, let me preface this response by saying you're talking to a lifetime 079 hitter. So hitting the ball out of the infield during batting practice was difficult for me. But having said that, and having observed a lot of baseball over the years, it's just impressive. And I don't really think he was setting the pitcher up, but I do, you know, smart hitters will go, okay, I look bad on that pitch. There's every chance he's going to come back and throw me another one, and I'm going to be ready for it. So it's more likely that scenario. But, yeah, and I said it last night, too. It's unfair to expect him to deliver, but you just feel like he's going to have a good at-bat every time. He's going to hit the ball hard. It's impossible, obviously, to do that, but he does it a very high percentage of the time.
Watching him go out there and lengthen this lineup has been joyous for those that love the Cubs. when it you have a guy like that, and right now, actually, the Cubs have two, and we'll get to the other one in a second. But when you have a guy like that as a pitcher, what goes on in the pitching meetings when you know that someone like that is lurking in a lineup?
Yeah, and I think it varies from pitcher to pitcher. And, you know, obviously the state of the game is going to dictate how aggressive you are facing a hitter like that. You know, score matters, outs matter, what inning you're in matter. But he's always lurking in the back of your mind. He's the guy that keeps you up at night the night before. You know, how am I going to get this guy out? And I think what has made this Cubs lineup so dynamic, though, is the depth of the lineup. I notice it with the Diamondbacks, and you see it with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers aren't all sorted out yet offensively. But when I pencil in my lineup every night, a lot of the clubs we're playing, 7, 8, 9, have done nothing. Our club, we're getting a lot of contributions from the bottom of the order. So that, coupled with the impact that Kyle Tucker has brought, you know, that's why the Cubs are the most prolific offense in baseball right now.
Pete Crow Armstrong, in his last 9 games, as I guess where Lawrence was going, is an OPS of 1.331, be an on base of 410, 4 homers, 6 doubles, the 1 triple. This is a completely different guy than the one that we saw being caught seemingly in between a lot, so incredibly frustrated. And he's an emotional guy, you know, no matter what. But he just looks completely different. What do you see that has changed to your eye?
I think, you know, it's one of those situations where a young player's had a little success and all of a sudden he gets, you know, some confidence, becomes a little bit more patient at the plate. I mean, he still swings a ton. His swing rate is among the highest in baseball. But it's all about, you know, making good swing decisions, making sure you're forcing the pitcher into the strike zone. And that's kind of the point I was making about the depth of our lineup at PCA, kind of floating around down there in the bottom third of the lineup, doing a lot of damage. The one missing piece is he doesn't walk a lot, but I don't care. I mean, if he does what he's doing right now, I'm good. I mean, this is an elite defensive player, a tremendous base runner, and a guy who brings plenty offensively to the plate. And I think, the thing about PCA a lot of people don't realize is how much pop he has. There's legit power there to go along with all those other tools.
Jim Deshaies is joining us here for a few minutes on The Score. Jed Hoyer talked a little bit about it, JD, the idea that defense needs to be better. And I know that this lineup has been scoring runs. They are at the top of Major League Baseball when it comes to scoring runs. But how frustrating has it been seeing some of these games go on and maybe them lose a game like Sunday's game because the defense isn't good?
Yeah, you know, errors are going to happen. They've had some issues for sure here over the last, I don't know, 10 days or so. I still think it's going to be a really good defensive team. We talk so much about strength up the middle and with PCA in center and Horner and Swanson in the middle of the diamond. I think that's going to be really, really good. It's going to be one of the top defensive teams in the game. Third base has been an issue.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I see they just DFA'd Workman today, and Birdie's back in there this evening. So they got to sort that out. But I'm not overly concerned. It hasn't been great, but I think this will be a good defensive team.
What was your favorite moment of the Gage Workman era, Jim?
I feel so bad for the kid because he was so good in spring training.
Yeah.
And it was such a good story, a Rule 5 draft pick. And it's just the game speeds up on you when you first get to the big leagues. He didn't have a ton of opportunities, and when he did, it didn't look good. So I understand that they needed to move on from him. I just hope he finds some success somewhere else. It's just, you know, sometimes it takes a while. And he never got they never gave him a week of straight starts and, you know, playing time where he could settle in. And I'm not arguing that they should have. That's just the way it was. And sometimes those are the breaks, kid. You know, it's the nature of the game.
Yeah. Good luck in the next stop. And he will have one. That's for sure. John Birdie, as you mentioned, in the lineup. Nicky Lopez signed a major league deal. Our guy Shane Reardon broke that story about 25 minutes ago. So Drew Pomerantz is also here as part of the moves. So they're kind of bouncing around and churning through some arms there. It's like... They could use theoretically a lefty like Drew Pomerantz. No,
I like the urgency with which they're acting. Right, I mean they didn't wait a long time to send Matt Shaw out. They figured he needed some work down at AAA. They've made some moves with the bullpen. I just get the sense like they're willing to push. And these are maybe considered marginal moves, but you never know. Pomerantz, when healthy, has a pretty good track record. The reports we got yesterday from counts were that his velo was starting to tick up a little bit. He's always had that big curveball. So it's a low-risk move. Why not take a shot, see what he has? And maybe he can ultimately be a big contributor in the bullpen.
Friday was crazy, but that was a 2-1 game in the seventh. Yesterday felt like a Wrigley game. Like, from the beginning, it felt like, here's a crazy Wrigley game in the middle of April where the wind's blowing out and everyone's getting good swings. Which one of those games was more fun to call?
Oh, my God. I don't know that I could say one was more fun than the other. I think, last night, because it was the Dodgers and there was a lot of Dodger people here in the ballpark, and that kind of fired up the Cub fans, I think the energy in the ballpark last night made last night maybe a little bit more fun. But in terms of wackiness, which I kind of get into, it's hard to beat Friday when a team scores 10 runs in an inning and still manages to lose a ball game.
That was so fun on Friday when Boog dropped the "We are on top" and then later said, "I kind of got into my Hog Harrelson right there." And you responded, Jim, you're like, "In what way?" It's like it was
very improv.
It was very improv. It was very real. I like that he did his Hog Harrelson a little bit.
I'm listening. I'm going back through in my head after the fact of the call. I go, "Did he say put it on the board? Did he say stretch? Did he drop a dadgummit?" I'm like, "Where's the Hawk?" And then I said, "So that's what I said." And what'd you say? He said he dropped the "we." Okay.
Yeah.
JD, what did you think of the Dodger fans marching on Wrigley yesterday, and do you think other fan bases are going to try it?
Well, I just saw a little clip on social media about that, so I don't know exactly what was going on out there. So it was kind of like the whole soccer vibe? Is that
Yes, that's going down out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. That's fun stuff. Just don't screw up the traffic.
I think you're going to be safe.
Yeah, that's an important thing for sure. JD, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Have a great call tonight.
All right, thanks, guys. Great to be with you.
You too. It's Jim DeShays right there on 670 The Score.
He's delightful.
Yeah, man.
Oh, and we should mention again, shout out to Shane, because a lot of people are confirming the Nicky Lopez story, but they're not giving Shane the credit for having it first like they would if it were a writer who had the story first. So shout out to Shane for getting the Nicky Lopez story and getting it correct.
And we don't have a Cubs lineup yet, but Jim just gave us John Birdie. It should be John Birdie all the time. That's the guy it should be.
And Nicky is insurance.
Yeah, Nicky should be insurance. I mean, but maybe it'll be Nicky sometimes. I guess we'll see what they do. I guess I'd rather see Nicky than Gage Workman. Like, I don't know that Gage has a glove that you can trust, and so he gone. But John Birdie, you saw what he did last night. Pinch runner, stole a base. It's a former stolen base leader in the National League when he was a Marlin.
There's your next song there, Spigs, Birdie All the Time.
Birdie, my guy should play Birdie all the time. Birdie all the time. Come on, Lawrence, you're in.
That video is always amazing to me because
Eddie was legit thinking,
yes,
I'm going to be a rock and roll effing star.
He did, and you can tell from the video, and also because Rick James is gassing him up in that video. He's in the booth like, yeah, this is exactly the way it should sound.
It feels like that Boogie Nights scene when they're working on their song.
Feel, 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 feel.
That's Michael Penn as the beleaguered producer. Mr. Amy Mann, Michael Penn is the beleaguered producer in that scene. I love that scene. Oh, my God.
We promised you an hour of Bears draft talking. Damn it, you're going to get it next on The Score.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.